17 people are suing People's Gas for damages related to a natural gas leak north of Mahomet that affected their drinking water. This follows a suit last fall by Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan that resulted in a court order requiring People's Gas to find the cause of the leak and make certain that residents affected by the leak had safe drinking water. Matthew Duco is an attorney with Spiros Law, the firm representing the plaintiffs in the case. I spoke with Duco about the reasons for the lawsuit.
So we filed a lawsuit on behalf of 17 different plaintiffs who all live out in Mahomet. They live in six different homes in rural Mahomet, and they're serviced by five different water wells. And all of these people out here in Mahomet have been dealing with contaminated water for a very long time now. And we're not talking about any type of minor issue either. This is very high levels of contamination for these folks, to the point where their water is even flammable.
The damages you're seeking, if I understand correctly, $50,000 in damages for each plaintiff, plus punitive damages against People's Gas. How did you arrive at that figure?
So actually, $50,000 is just a jurisdictional amount. And so essentially, when you file a lawsuit, you have to state whether it's going to be below $15,000, then it's in small claims, or between $15,000 and $50,000, and then it's in law medium, or if it's over $50,000, it's in the law division. And so $50,000 is not the amount that we're requesting. We simply are stating that the amount for each plaintiff that we intend to prove and their damages are above $50,000 for each one of them, and that gets us into the law division courthouse. We certainly do believe that People's Gas's actions in this case deserve the award of punitive damages. And if you read our lawsuit, it includes an allegation that for one of the families, People's Gas came out, tested their water, and got those results back in a written report, and yet they didn't tell the family that their water was highly contaminated with their gas for almost an entire month. And so this family was drinking the water, using it regularly, obviously wasn't getting provided bottled water, but this family was going almost an entire month while People's Gas knew that their water was contaminated and intentionally withheld that information from them. We also think that a lot of the reports that People's Gas talks about that they made contained not only missing information, such as the fact that they had contaminated the Mahomet Aquifer, but also contained information that was misleading and frankly, just plain out untrue.
Just so far, the only communication we've gotten from People's Gas is just a short statement. I just wanted to read that to you and get your response to it. It reads in part that, quote, "What we can say is that the Illinois Department of Health has confirmed that the levels of methane we have detected in private wells do not pose a health concern. The water is safe for drinking and everyday use, such as bathing and cooking. We are also offering bottled water and methane detection to affected homeowners." And that's the end of the statement. Your response to that statement?
Well, actually, the Illinois Department of Public Health has confirmed in writing to our clients that the levels of gas in their water is unsafe, and that has essentially told People's Gas through the Attorney General's office that they need to remediate that issue. They've also confirmed that People's Gas hasn't been able to do that, so I'm not sure what they're talking about there. You know, again, this is kind of a long history here of misleading statements coming from People's Gas. You know, for instance, they call a baseball-sized hole a pinhole. You know, they tell someone they're going to test their water. They get written confirmation that it's contaminated, yet they intentionally withhold that for over a month from the person. You know, they never informed a government regulator that they had contaminated the Mahomet Aquifer, even though they knew of five water wells in writing that had confirmation they were contaminated. They still never informed any government regulator about that.
That's Matthew Duco, an attorney with Spiros Law, discussing a lawsuit his firm filed on behalf of 17 people against People's Gas. They're seeking damages because of a natural gas leak that contaminated their drinking water.